WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Sam Shepard is a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, screenwriter, and actor who has the reputation of being remote and eccentric. The reading we're about to hear will help explain why. As an actor, Sam Shepard is best known for his portrayal of Chuck Yeager in the film The Right Stuff. He appeared in Paris, Texas, for which he also wrote the screenplay. He was also featured in the films The Pelican Brief, Defenseless, and Steel Magnolias. His plays include Buried Child, The Tooth of Crime, True West, and Cowboy Mouth. Now Shepard has a new book of short stories called Cruising Paradise. Our reading begins with an excerpt of the book. This was recorded at the 92nd Street Y in Manhattan.
I'm an actor now, I confess. I drive, I don't fly. I've been having some trouble getting work lately because of this not wanting to fly business. Plus, I refuse to live in L.A. I live as far away from L.A. as possible. In the South. Not the deep South, but South enough where they still call a river a ribba. In a Buick a brick. I don't own a fax machine or an answering service or call forwarding or a cellular car phone or a word processor, and I've never volunteered for what they call press junkets. I don't know where the term junket came from in relation to the press, but I never did like the sound of it very much. And it has a kind of military ring about it, or maybe tapioca pudding, I'm not sure which. On top of all this, I'm not getting any younger. And my face is falling apart. Most of my lower teeth were knocked out by a yearling colt in the spring of 1975. Half my upper teeth are badly discolored, and one of them's been dead for as long as I can remember. When you get right down to it, I'm lucky to even have an agent at this point in time. I've been involved in many dangerous, foolish things over the years, more by accident than choice. I've been upside down under falling horses at a full gallop. I've been fired upon by a 12-gauge Ithaca over and under. I've rolled in a 1949 Plymouth coupe, and I almost blew myself up once with a plastic milk bottle full of white gas on a beach on the Bay of Fundy, where they have the highest tides in the world. Still, I would gladly go through all these dumb acts 10 times over rather than get on an airplane of any kind. I admit to an overwhelming vertigo that I don't understand and I'm unwilling to psychoanalyze. As I see it, it's a severe problem of the imagination. The inability to control mental picturings of stupefying height, the sensations associated with these picturings, the realistic sensation of falling without end. In any case, luckily, I love to drive. I've learned to love to drive. I love long-distance driving, the further the better. I love covering immense stretches in one leap, Memphis to New York City, Gallup to L.A., St. Paul to Richmond, Lexington to Baton Rouge, Bismarck to Cody, leaps like these, without a partner, completely alone, relentless driving, driving until the body disappears, the legs fall off, the eyes bleed, the hands go numb, the brain shuts down, and then suddenly something begins to appear. This is from a new book I'm working on. This is called Gary Cooper or the Landscape. Why don't you fly? I find that so fascinating. I don't know, I just don't. You drive everywhere? Yeah, or take trains. I love trains, me too. I used to take them all the time when I was a child in Sweden, all over Europe. Yeah. They rock you to sleep just like a mother. But say you have to be in Los Angeles suddenly, how do you get there? I never have to be anywhere suddenly. But your work, sometimes you must have to work in Los Angeles. Yeah, then I drive. Across the entire country? Right. Well, how far is that? It's a long, long way. Must be thousands of miles. It is. So you've done this many times, I guess. Many, many times. I've always wanted to do this. I must try it sometime. I've heard so much about this country, but I've never really seen it. You know, I mean, other than New York and L.A. You should try it. Well, what do you do? Is there a particular route you take? Highway 40 West. Is that the main highway? Yeah. Replace the old Route 66, you know, Grapes of Wrath, Henry Fonda, you know, get your kicks on this. I see. But aren't there little highways left that might be more interesting? What are you interested in? I mean, the main highway must be so synthetic, isn't it? They're all made out of asphalt. No, but I mean the surrounding areas, the little communities. There are no communities. But there must be some little towns with little side roads. They're all the same. Well, aren't there some that are more picturesque, more authentic? They're all authentic. I see. Well, where do you stay when you're on the road like that? I sleep in my truck. Oh, you have a truck? I do, yes. I love trucks. Yeah, trucks and trains. I just love them. You should get a truck. Oh, no, why not? Get a truck and drive. No. I'd get so bored with myself driving all that way alone. Don't you ever get bored? No. You travel all by yourself and you never get bored? Never. I don't know if I could stand it all that way across the country. It's so huge. How many days did it take you? 5 usually, depends. Sometimes I stop along the way. You must have a lot of girlfriends in different towns. Not anymore. Don't you get lonely? Sometimes. I would get so lonely, I think. Yeah. You probably shouldn't try it. Oh, but I must. I feel as though I'm missing out on something. Since I was a little girl, I've dreamed about the West. In Sweden? Yeah, so yes, I used to have visions about it. Visions? Vistas would appear. Where did you hear about the West in Sweden? Movies, American movies. We see that great landscape in our dreams and it haunts us. So, it's the landscape that grabs you more than the characters? Yes, that vast background. So in Sweden, when y'all are watching an American Western, you're all staring at the background, is that it? I suppose it's so evocative as to us, all that space. Sweden is very close. So it doesn't matter who's in the Western. It could be John Wayne or Jerry Lewis, because everyone's really captured by the landscape. Well, we love the actors too, of course. Who's your favorite? Mine personally? Yes. Do you have a favorite? Well, I guess I would have to say Gary Cooper. Ah, the Coop. Oh, yes. He personified something, I think. What was that? Excuse me? That he personified. Oh, I don't know, that wonderful mixture of shyness, how do you say it? Vulnerability, I suppose, and yet strong at the same time. It's very Western. Women love that. They do? Oh, yes, very attractive, I find. Why is that? I don't know, you're making me blush. I am? Yes, you know you are. You're embarrassed? No, not exactly. But when you get right down to brass tacks, which is more important, Gary Cooper or the landscape? Oh, I would hate to have to choose between them. Say you had to. Say it was a question of life or death. I would have to say the landscape. There you go. But I love them both. Thank you.
Sam Shepard recorded at the 92nd Street Y Unterberg Poetry Center in Manhattan. Our thanks to George Blood for post-production assistance. Sam Shepard's new book is called Cruising Paradise. This is Fresh Air.